And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, September 21st, and we are here to try to take the mystery out of your financial life. You know, Mark, I had a recent interaction with a friend, and it's always funny when you're on, you know, on radio, doing podcasts, on TV, and people are like, you know what you should do? This was somebody who said to me, you know what you should do? You should tell people who make a lot of money not to spend all the money they make. So I am going to call this the moment for Sarah. And this is not Sarah who's joining us on the air, but this is a moment for Sarah, my friend. Sarah, this is for you. Hey, everyone listening. If you make boatloads of money and you think you make a lot of money, or your spouse makes a lot of money, but you don't really know what's going on and you haven't checked it out, don't spend so much money. You know, that's the big concern. We've talked to people like this. We don't do a lot of finger wagging here. That's not, I don't love that generally. But if you don't know what's going on in your financial life, or you think your spouse is not being 100% forthright, then press it a little bit. And if you're the spouse taking care of all the money, share the information with your spouse so they know what's going on. And don't spend so much to keep up with the Joneses. That's just common sense. Okay. That's it. That's my ode for Sarah. Okay. Today, we're going to talk to somebody who's got some financial questions. And I think that this Sarah, not the Sarah I was talking about, probably knows all of this. So I'm just going to bring her on the air. So it's Sarah from Virginia. Sarah, you know not to spend all your money, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Do you think that there are some types of people, no matter how much money you make, just, you know, almost like constitutionally can't figure this out? Or do you think I should be more, should I say that more often? I don't feel like I need to. I feel like it's sort of saying to somebody, you know, watch what you eat and exercise more. I kind of feel like everyone knows it, no?
I think everybody should know it. And I do agree. Some people sort of constitutionally just can't do it.
Yeah. I can't really help them. Probably not. You know, they probably need a shrink. You don't. You just need some financial advice. What can we do for you?
All right. Well, I'm coming to you with several retirement related questions.
Okay.
One is the question that lots of people ask about just, am I on target? Mm-hmm. And the second question is really about where my money is invested and if I should change it up a bit.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how old you are, how much money you make, all that fun stuff.
I am 50 years old. I make about $135,000. I'm married. I have 3 kids, and they are not too far away from college, which
she
is
says,
problem.
She says very cautiously, they're not too, how old are the kids?
12, 14, and 16.
12, 14, and 16. I have a stomachache thinking about those ages.
They're great kids.
What parent comes on the air and starts with, I dare a parent to come on the air and say, you know what? 12-year-old's great. 14-year-old, a complete nightmare. That's what I want someone to do. Because you all lie. I know. All right. Your spouse work?
He works part-time. He's largely the Mr. Mom of the family.
Okay. How much does he bring in a year? Or did you include that in your 135?
So he owns a business I don't really know how to say. I would say he probably brings in about 20,000.
Okay. Let's talk about retirement. How much money are you contributing into retirement right now?
Right now, total with my employer match, 30,000 a year.
Wait a minute. Let's go. How much are you putting in and what are they putting in? What's the match?
I guess they match 2-1 for to a certain percentage that I
Okay.
It's up to 5%, actually. I do extra on top of what I need to do to get to the match. So I'm personally, with my money, putting in about $18,900.
Fantastic. Well, okay.
I just increased it thanks to you.
That's great. Do you guys own a home?
We do.
How much is it worth?
It's probably about $375,000.
Do you have a mortgage that's outstanding, Sarah?
Yes. $186,000.
And what's the rate?
2.375.
Are you putting money away for kids, college or not?
Yes, I am. I have this sort of arbitrary goal to fund them just for like $50,000 in today's money.
Mm-hmm.
So my 16-year-old, there's about $47,000 in his fund. And then the other two are way behind. It's about $7,000 for one. And well, they're both about $7,000 a piece.
And let's talk a little bit about what you have already accumulated in your retirement account. Oh, one last question. When you say you're making contributions, are you making them into a traditional retirement account or a Roth?
Okay, that's a great question. Until very recently, everything I was doing was in traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple pay periods ago, I moved the contribution that I'm making above the match into a Roth.
Great.
So I have very little in Roth at this point, but it will start growing.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the totals. How much money have you saved for retirement?
So I have $720,000.
That's great. That's awesome. Do you work in a job where you would be entitled to a pension?
No.
Okay. Is there any way that when you look at all of this, sort of the big game plan, is it possible that your husband once, I mean, the kids are now getting older, should we assume that that $20,000 stays $20,000, or do you think that that $20,000 would rise as the kids get older?
Honestly, I think it will rise, but not significantly.
And right now on the 20 grand, does he make any retirement contributions?
He does not.
Okay. And does he have any old retirement accounts?
He does, but I don't know the balances, but I would say maybe 20,000. Like
okay.
Very small.
Okay. I have a really good idea about that part-time income that he makes. Why don't you just use that to fund the kids' college? Put that 20 grand a year. So, you know, you're done with 16-year-old, essentially. You can put 20 grand a year. I would just, you know, sort of fund it as you go along. So I would say 20 grand a year in the 14-year-old and 20 grand a year the following year, and then shift everything to the 12-year-old, and then you're done. You can make your life a lot easier just saying, hey, honey, your job is you got to put that 20 grand into the kids' college. You think he can get aboard with that?
Yeah, I actually do. That's a great idea because it would simplify finances, really.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to pay tax on the money, but whatever is left over, that's college. Then you don't have to fret about it. It'll be done.
Okay.
And by the way, you'll know more about the kids as they start getting older, whether they're really going to use this money or not. And you can, you know, you got three kids. You can move the money around. Is the money in 529 accounts right now?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Now, you're going to keep working and keep slugging away. And that's fantastic. Now that you are 50, you can actually put a little bit more into your retirement account, assuming you can afford it. You know, I'm not saying you should do this right now, but like, let's say in the next year or two, you get little raises here and there. You can make a catch-up contribution into retirement plans when you turn 50. And this is one of those things. It's sort of a weird thing that you're like, wow, I get to be old and put more money in? Yes, you do. So right now you can put $19,500 a year into a retirement account. You can put an extra $6,500 if you are 50 or older. you still have a young family, there's a lot going on, you don't make that much money. But if you start feeling like, hey, we got a little extra cash flow, things are good, you can bump up your contribution level, and that would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Now, all of your health benefits you get through work, life insurance?
Yes, we have term. Both of us have term life
great.
Insurance.
Okay. You have wills?
Yes. I knew you were going to ask that question. We do have wills, although they are old. I don't think the last child is actually within the will.
This poor 12-year-old with only $7,000 in college, she's going to be like little orphan Annie, whoever, you know. Listen, you don't have to do this minute, but, you know, I think that freshening up the health stuff and the wills, that sure does make sense. Okay. So, you know, you don't have to go full bore on this, but you should have someone just review it. Make sure that you have everything there that you want to be there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now let's get to your allocation. What's going on?
Okay. So I have some money in a Vanguard account, which was from a previous employer. That is all in Admiral something. Fund Admiral shares.
Okay. How much is in there?
I'd say that's about 90,000.
And that was an old 401k?
403b.
403b. Okay. Gotcha. And, I should ask you this. Your current plan, is it a 403b or a 401k?
A 403b.
It is. Okay, good. Now, the Vanguard Prime Cap, that's an easy peasy fund. Nothing really too crazy about that. Okay. What about your current money?
Well, my current money and some previous money are both under TIAA. So I have some from a different prior employer. I have money in TIAA, which is in a life cycle fund. Oh, that's not true. It's this current employer, which is in the life cycle fund. And then that prior employer, I have, it's like a bunch of different funds and I don't really understand all of it. And my question was really, should I move everything to kind of a life cycle or, you know, what's the best thing to do?
Well, first of all, I would consolidate as much as I could, even though I like Vanguard and that's all well and good. I love TIAA. So, I mean, can you just roll the Vanguard money into the TI? I mean, it sounds like you're happy where you are. Is it possible that you would move around again? Sure. But like, I think it'd be kind of good for you to have all the money in one place because it makes management easier.
Okay.
And I really think that TIAA is a very good organization. If you can push everything together, I would use that. There are kind of two sides to a TIAA CREF. Do you work in education by any chance?
I do.
Okay. So the name stands for Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association. And the thing that's kind of cool about it is that TIAA, which is like the annuity side of the organization, it's an amazing annuity product. I hate annuities. This is an amazing product. People from the for-profit sector would take a job in the nonprofit world to get access to this because it's a huge company and they have very good pricing. So it's one of the few annuities that I think is really worth it. There's a way to use that later in life when you're ready to retire that could be very interesting to you. So that's number one. The CREF side gives you many choices that are analogous to, I think, just the investments. I think that there are plenty of choices for you that are really, really easy. And, they don't overwhelm you with 5,000 different choices. So, yes, you can use the target date fund, but, there are also just, they have socially responsible funds. They have other funds. And, I guess I have to figure out from you how much you really want to work at this.
A medium amount, maybe.
Mark, should we do mutual funds? What do you think? I'm trying to figure out whether we really should do this or not. I mean, there's plenty of great funds at TIAA. They've got bond funds, they've got index funds, they've got emerging funds. Mark, should we just make it easy for Sarah? I know, because I was about to say you can use an index fund, but this is one of those times where I'm going to give advice that's sort of different than what we often will say. But they've got these lifestyle funds that are well run and they're very affordable. So, look, you're young still. If you look at the different funds they have, you can certainly go through and see which one makes most sense for you in your, you know, and how you show up on their, they have a risk questionnaire on these things, mm-hmm. but they have something that's like what they call the mid-career. Do you think that you will be working right through to 65-ish? Is that your plan?
Yes. I mean, I was thinking maybe even 67.
Perfect. Yeah. Then let's make it easy for you. I don't need to, you know, make this harder than necessary. I would say that if essentially your idea is let me make it easy, then I would absolutely take the old fund, roll it into your TIAA CREF. And then also your husband's old retirement accounts, you can kind of put that on autopilot also, whatever. Just pick some, you know, if that's at Vanguard as well, you can just pick, you know, a Vanguard target date fund and you'll be done. And that's it. And then, you know, freshen up the estate planning. Have your husband be responsible, like every dollar that comes in, you got to put it into the 14-year-old's account right now till we get to 50 and then shift it to 12. And then let's see where you are in a couple of years. And I think that you are absolutely on track. You will, I think, as your cash flow does improve, I think you will be able to put in more money into your retirement account so you can make that extra $6,500 contribution. What about your emergency reserve fund? Any money that's socked away for safe stuff? How did I forget that?
I have about $34,000.
Is that enough to get you? I mean, you're not getting fired. You sound like you're very settled where you are.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting fired.
All right. I think you're in great shape, Sarah. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
Oh, no. Thank you so much for all of your help. This has been really, really helpful.
Fantastic. All right. If you would like to join us and run your plans through the Mark and Jill filter, then just reach out through our website, jillonmoney.com. Hit the contact button. Do give us a holler. I had somebody ask me a funny question about the Federal Reserve, so we may have to do a little Federal Reserve primer later in the week since this is a Fed meeting week. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have a comment, just shout out. Again, it's the website, jillonmoney.com. Hit the contact button or send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Please lift someone up today. And remember, our mantra is grit, growth, grace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.